This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Yes, I know normally Ian is sitting in this seat, but he, along with Mark, are down in New York City at the Talkers Conference. So tonight you've got Daryl,
Melanie,
and James.
And we've got some interesting news to talk about. Something somewhat breaking, James, that you had just mentioned about someone being shot by Secret Service.
Yeah,
what do we know about this?
There's not really a lot of information on it. I guess there was a shooting that occurred around 2 p.m. The story is someone supposedly approached the White House with a handgun, and the Secret Service apparently shot him. So,
okay.
There's not really that many details other than, like, you know, of course, the White House is in, like, a state of lockdown, and...
Right.
So there's not too many details, but...
So I wonder, because as often happens with these sorts of situations where some lone actor, if you will, does something weird, you know, like tries to jump the fence at the White House or runs into the White House or, you know, goes and shoots some people, there's generally some mental illness involved.
Yes.
And a lot of prescription medications that are really, really detrimental.
There was one case I can remember. It was a few months ago. A guy jumped the fence, and he had, like, a notebook, and he was trying to warn Obama of the aliens.
Yeah, he had to go warn Barack Obama about the aliens.
And his drawings of the aliens freaked me out. I was like, what the heck?
Oh,
like,
I didn't see the drawings
of creepy,
the aliens.
Dude. It was like, you know, like reptiles. You know, like the people always say, like, oh, the reptiles are in charge. It was one of those kind of things. But it was creepy.
Very interesting. But the reason I ask about whether or not this guy had some kind of mental illness is because... Well, there's new research that is being done with psilocybin.
Mm.
And the story comes from reset.me, and they say, get ready, world. Magic mushrooms, which contain the psychoactive compound psilocybin, may soon become the standard go-to for reversing what the World Health Organization says is the number one cause of disability on the planet, depression. A brand new, first-of-its-kind study published in The Lancet reports that psilocybin mushrooms were able to lift the severe depression of all 12 human volunteer participants, even though they had been struggling with the disease for an average of over 17 years, and despite the fact that none of the subjects had found relief with multiple rounds of standard antidepressant medication. Now, on the one hand, you know, it's a very catchy title. It says, first ever, this being the title of the article, first ever human trial finds magic mushrooms beat severe depression. But they only had 12 participants. So, you know, definitely not enough people to where it could be considered conclusive.
Yeah, there's a documentary on DMT. I think it's DMT, the spirit molecule. And it's an amazing, you know, because of the war on drugs, you can't really run experiments like,
right.
You can't have a large sample size. You can't do like a huge double blind study over multiple years.
Right. And then the feds will always say, well, there weren't enough people involved in the study for us to consider it to be accurate.
Yeah,
well, yeah, there weren't enough people involved because you wouldn't let us have enough people involved.
Yeah, the that movie DMT, the spirit molecule, the people are describing taking it and like what a life altering experience it is for them, and it's really just fascinating to watch it. So, you know, I would say it definitely should be on people's bucket list. Like, you know, it's not for everyone. Like, drugs, but I would say maybe it's something that you should at least consider trying. Like imagine you drink and you're trying to describe to someone who's never drank before what it's like, you know.
Right.
Psilocybin, you know, is it a very amazing thing, I'd say, and it can do a lot of good.
Yeah, and I've also heard that microdosing psilocybin is supposed to help with chronic headaches. And I will neither confirm nor deny having tried to figure out a dosage. But the one dose was definitely too much, but it was not enough to actually get me high. But it just caused this weird disoriented feeling that I did not like.
I think most of the medical science says that depression is some kind of imbalance in chemicals in the brain.
Right.
So if you believe that, I guess the question I would ask is it possible? So your brain obviously has receptors that psilocybin does something to. So maybe this is actually like something that your brain needs, just like, I don't know, like if you have some deficiency in vitamin D or something, you start getting depressed.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's also cannabinoids that, you know, with cannabis use in certain ways, it can help treat depression, although other people have said that cannabis causes depression. So, you know, like, there's definitely not a one-size-fits-all.
That's right. I would say I would agree with
any
that.
Any natural or even artificial medication, because there's always somebody that's going to have, you know, a quote-unquote negative reaction to whatever it is.
Yeah, and some people, like, alcohol is a very terrible thing for them. Like, they become a different person. Like, maybe it causes depression for them. Maybe it causes them to do something they wouldn't normally do. So some people, alcohol is not their drug, you know, that they should be using. I think Mark Edge says caffeine negatively impacts them. So.
Right. Yeah, and then there are some people, when you say alcohol negatively impacts, you're not talking about the person that has a drink of alcohol. Whereas if Mark drinks a 12-ounce soda, then he just has this weird, like, caffeine rage sort of thing. But I don't think you're talking about, you know, like somebody having a beer and becoming a completely different person.
That's right. Well, I don't know. I can't say for certain.
Well, usually people like that, even if they were to drink only one drink, which they're not going to do, they'd start having really bad withdrawals if they had been off of it for any length of time. That's probably what I imagine would happen to me. So,
yeah, so most of the people that I've interacted with that, you know, become this other person, it's generally when they're really hammered, like they're intoxicated.
Yes.
So it's not like, oh, I've had this drink and now I'm a different person. It's I've had a bunch of drinks and now I'm a different person.
Do you know, like, where was this study conducted? Was it in the States or is it somewhere else?
I'm not sure, but let's jump back into this and try to figure it out. The author of the study, Dr. Robin Carhart-Harris of the Imperial College of London, where the study took place. So it took place in London. Dr. Carhart-Harris says this is the first time that psilocybin has been investigated as a potential treatment for major depression. Treatment-resistant depression is common, disabling, and extremely difficult to treat. New treatments are urgently needed, and our study shows that psilocybin is a promising area of future research. And they have a chart in here that I can't really make heads or tails of, so there's no way for me to describe it to you. But let's continue. The article says, what is most remarkable about the study is that the depression symptoms lifted considerably following just a single treatment dose of psilocybin for every participant in the study, and for a majority of them, the antidepressant effects of the mushrooms were still in effect after, or rather 3 months after the dosing. So this, it sounds like they gave them one standard dose of psilocybin, and then 3 months later, a majority of the patients had positive effect. The antidepressant from the psilocybin was still working, and they were less depressed after 3 months. There's more to this story. And, of course, your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about this study that was done in London where they were testing psilocybin to treat depression. And I'm not necessarily going to ask if anybody in the room has ever used psilocybin, but from what I've heard of it, it's something that is really mind-altering. And in a much deeper sense than just, you know, you hallucinate while you're on it, but it will really sort of change the way you look at the world.
I would definitely agree with that.
And I think that's really why it's illegal, is because those in charge, they don't want people to have a different view of the world because, well, they want to control people. And, well, the root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. If people were to recognize that one belief, for what it is, an utterly irrational, self-contradictory, and horribly destructive myth, most of the violence, oppression, and injustice in the world would cease. But that will happen only when people dare to honestly and objectively re-examine their belief system. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. If you imagine yourself to be a compassionate, peace-loving, civilized human being, you must read this book. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and at LarkinRose.com.
I would recommend it. It's a great book.
Let's jump back into this story again from reset.me, where they're talking about a study that was done in London where there were only 12 participants. And, you know, most scientists will look at that and say, well, that was an incredibly small sample size. And then governments will look and say, well, that was an incredibly small sample size. We can't decide to make this legal because you had a couple of people that had good results. But because of the illegal nature of the substance, they're not allowed to have large sample sizes. So, you know, like, it's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't sort of things. It's a horrible catch-22 to where you can't have the large sample size because they won't let you, but they won't let you have the large sample size until they change the laws on it, and they're not going to do that until you have conclusive scientific evidence.
Yeah, I would say,
or at least that's the claim.
You should approach it as a, you know, from a compassion standpoint, you should say, well, like, if someone has depression, they'll pretty much be willing to try whatever they can to make it stop.
Yes.
If it's severe depression.
Yes.
So you should give them the freedom to say, look, we don't know what's going to work for you. These prescription things might work. The mushrooms might work. Exercising every single day might work. Going to therapy might work. So,
and I'm glad you mentioned that people are willing to try, you know, people that are in this situation are willing to try anything to make the pain stop. And that's really why a lot of people that are severely depressed will kill themselves. They're not trying to end their life. They're trying to end the pain.
Yeah.
And the only way to end the pain, unfortunately, is to end their life.
Well, it's like, I don't want to live if I have to be in pain is kind of the thinking behind it.
Right.
It's just like, there's a group of people called, the Final Exit Group, and they're kind of an activist group, and they go around and they help, old and sickly people, you know, commit suicide, and they do it out of like compassion. Like, look, you know, if you've, like if you're in true pain, like people will say like life is a gift, life is wonderful. Like, imagine like you had a burnt, like you felt like your arm was chopped off every single day or something like
right.
that. Like, there is some point in pain where you'd say, I've had enough of this.
Right.
I'm going to quit.
I just want the pain to go away.
I've lived a full life, a very enjoyable life. And, well, anyway, they, of course, when the government found out these people were helping people, you know, commit suicide, they weren't, like, they were kind of just providing the advice, right? They weren't, like, most of the time they do it with helium. They weren't, like, turning the helium tank or putting the bag over someone's head.
Okay, they were just saying, here's ways that you can end this and it won't be painful, it won't be messy.
Yes, because you don't want to have your family like having to clean up
right.
a mess. So anyway, the state went after these people, and I think most of them actually won their court cases.
Good.
Which was kind of, there's a fascinating documentary on it, but...
So let's touch on just a couple more things on recapping this, and then we will go to the phones. They say, remarkably, about the study is that the depression symptoms lifted considerably after just a single treatment dose of psilocybin for every participant in the study, and in a majority of the patients, the antidepressant effects of the mushrooms were still in effect 3 months after the dosing. And amazingly, 5 of the original 12 severely depressed patients were in complete remission from depression 3 months after the study took place, even though they were following no other treatment plan. There's more on this, but first, your calls. Let's go to Britton calling in from Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Daryl. I just want to say you probably have the best presidential platform, so I really hope you win it all.
Thank you, sir.
So my question is, I assume you're an anarchist, and my question is, if you're an anarchist, how are you going to justify swearing an oath to uphold the Constitution? Is there a conflict there?
I don't know if I could take the oath. I honestly do not know if I could take the oath, and I've been asked that question in a couple of debates. And I answer by saying, I don't know if I could take the oath. And there's always the people that say, well, it's okay to lie to the government. And my response is, maybe, but I don't think I could. I honestly do not think that I could. And the whole point of the campaign, if anybody thinks that the purpose of my campaign is to actually wind up getting elected president and getting sworn in on January 20th, 2017, they're completely misunderstanding everything about my campaign. My campaign is to spread the ideas of liberty and to, you know, hopefully start conversations about why do we even need the federal government.
Well, not to mention, like, a vote for Daryl is a vote against the system. Like, you know, let's say Hillary Clinton might not represent your beliefs, or let's say Donald Trump. So, like, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of alternatives. So I say the more choice, the better.
Yeah, it's basically a vote of dissent.
And you might as well vote whoever you want to, because honestly, your vote doesn't matter. You have one vote, and even if you had, like, all 20 of your friends change their vote, you're not going to swing the election. It's mathematically impossible.
Yep. Thank you very much, Britton, for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome.
Vote who,
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or, yeah, vote for who you want, or vote for none of the above. Just write in N-O-T-A and make them count your write-in vote.
If you live in a write-in state.
This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Melanie,
and James.
And we're talking about this study out of London where apparently they had a dozen participants. All of the participants had severe depression. They gave them a single dose of psilocybin. That's the active chemical, the psychoactive chemical in magic mushrooms. And 3 months later, 5 of the 12 were in complete remission with no additional therapy, no additional treatment, just the one-time use of psilocybin. We'll get back into this story. Well, I was going to go to the phone, but the caller dropped off. So we will continue with this story. Professor David Nutt, who co-authored the study, said previous animal and human brain imaging studies have suggested that psilocybin may have effects similar to other antidepressant treatments. Psilocybin targets the serotonin receptors in the brain, just as most antidepressants do, but it has a very different chemical structure to currently available antidepressants and acts faster than traditional antidepressants. Depression is usually treated with selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs, which not only have a long list of negative side effects associated with them, including dizziness, insomnia, headaches, and even low birth weight in infants, but need to be taken on a daily basis. Psilocybin, on the other hand, is entirely natural and does not need to be taken every day in order for one to experience their profound antidepressive properties. They can be consumed when needed, and their benefits can last for weeks, months, or, in some cases, even years after a session. Professor Philip Cohen, a clinical scientist at the University of Oxford, in a linked comment on the study, said the key observation that might eventually justify the use of drugs like psilocybin in treatment-resistant depression is demonstration of sustained benefit in patients who previously have experienced years of symptoms despite conventional treatments, which make longer-term outcomes particularly important. The truth is, this back from the article, the truth is that a fast-acting and completely natural single-dose antidepressant that actually has higher remission rates than any other current treatment available could totally revolutionize the way depression is currently handled in mainstream medicine. Mother Nature has proven herself superior to chemical cocktails once again. The only thing standing in the way is the law, of course, as psilocybin is still classified under Schedule 1 in the United States. Despite this study, other similar findings, and their long history of medicinal and sacred use in indigenous cultures. And as I speculated earlier, I think because, you know, psilocybin does have that profound effect on the brain to where you really look at the world in a different light, not just because you're, like, tasting the color 9, but, like, you know, it affects the way you see things. And from what I've heard, you know, like, we're all one, man. Like, I'm one with the universe. And people don't want, like, those in charge, they don't want people to realize that, you know, like, all humans are kind of the same, and we shouldn't be blowing them up and bombing them just because they do things different.
Yeah, and I think one thing, well, you realize how arbitrary things are. Like,
right.
Like, oh, someone just decided this, and this doesn't really make any sense.
But here's how arbitrary it is. Psilocybin, we know, has medical benefits because there's not just this study, but a bunch of other studies. But it's Schedule 1, which means the federal government says it has absolutely zero medical value. Cannabis, also Schedule 1, despite being legal to some degree in 40 states. There are some states where just the CBD oil is legal for medicinal usage. There's other states where, you know, the full plant is legal for medicinal purposes. And there's 4 states plus the District of Criminals where the full plant is legal for recreational purposes. Although in D.C. you can't legally purchase it, but you won't get arrested if you have less than, like, 2 ounces, and you can gift someone up to an ounce, and it's really convoluted. But it's legal, but the feds still say, nope, zero medicinal use. Something that is a Schedule 2 substance that I think everybody listening would say is absolutely horrible, crystal meth. Crystal meth is recognized by the federal government as having medical usage.
You know what that medical use was?
I don't know.
It helps you stay awake when you fly cross-Atlantic flights or cross-Pacific flights.
All right, so basically,
it's not even medical.
So basically what you're saying is the next time I get on a long flight, chances are my pilot is on crystal meth?
I would probably guess no. That's usually a military thing for fighter jets. They're on. It's not crystal. It's the pharmaceutical version, but yeah.
Right, but it's, you know, what people on the street would call crystal meth. And
yeah, like, I don't think the pilot at Southwest is on crystal, but
right, because they're not flying
jets.
Really long flights.
Yeah,
you know, Delta, they've got some really long flight. It's a 20-hour flight from here to Hong Kong.
You know, I don't even know how they would get a script. I think it's more of a military thing. They just didn't want to classify it Schedule 1 if they were using it themselves.
Yeah, and the thing, you know, I'll steal this from Adam Kokesh. The reason that things are legal is because they have, like, a purpose. Like, caffeine makes you work harder. Cigarettes, you know, kill you earlier.
No, the reason that...
And alcohol, you forget all your problems.
No, the reason that caffeine alcohol and tobacco are legal is because those are the drugs that are being used by the people that make the laws. Mm. And they're not going to make the things they use illegal.
Yeah, I have an article here, it's called LSD Saved My Marriage.
Well, we'll jump into that here momentarily, but to the phones, we've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I just want to let people know that, you know, Albuquerque had the biggest murder victim crime scene a couple of years ago. They dug up 13 murdered women's bodies on the west side of Albuquerque. So who was that guy, that John Watts, is that his name, that does the America's Wanted show? He came to Albuquerque to do a show on the victims, because they wanted to find out who did it, you know. But they still have not caught the guy that did the murders.
Okay.
Well, Sarah, do you think crime is going up or crime is going down?
In Albuquerque, it has been going up, but this
nationally, the FBI reports that violent crime is at historic lows. It's been going down for whatever reason. Okay. Like, one interesting reason I thought was interesting is they kind of removed how much lead they're putting in products and things, and the idea was like maybe lead makes people aggressive because it makes them crazy.
All these ladies, they all had the prostitution records, and maybe they probably had some kind of pimp in their life, and they may have all had
run-in with law enforcement because, you know, from what I've heard, law enforcement not too happy with prostitutes, and they're willing to do pretty much anything to them that they want because they know if it ever goes to trial, then, well, it's a prostitute's word against a police officer's word. So I'm not saying the cops did it. I'm just saying maybe they need to investigate themselves. And Sarah, I'll hold you over if you have any more to add. But, yeah, most of the times when prostitutes are actually assaulted by somebody, yeah, it's a police officer, not a John. It's a police officer, not their pimp. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Dentist's office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We
use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll get back to the calls here momentarily, but did you know that Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site? Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it all. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, continue your thoughts.
Yes, I just want to bring up that the city of Albuquerque is going to build a little park, a memorial, with all the victims' names as a reminder of their tragedy. Which is kind of great, and I'm talking about this because this is an issue of human trafficking, sex slavery, and it has been brought into, you know.
Hold on, so you know that the women that were killed were sex slaves? They weren't prostitutes of their own volition?
You know, it's very hard to tell. You know, how can you really know if they're in the black market? Yeah, you know, it's like somebody that's a prostitute, how do you know if they're being forced because they're going to get beat by the pimps? And if they leave, they're threatening their life. How is one supposed to know? And they're not supposed to disclose that.
Yeah, so you bring up a good point. That's one terrible thing about the black market is if there are issues in the marketplace, you don't have a good resolution. Like, the resolution is, like, if you're a criminal and I'm a criminal,
yeah,
and you wrong right. me, I gotta, like, I beat you up or whatever. There's no one else to go to. Like, hey, Bob here's not doing his end of the contract. Not to mention,
right.
like, prostitution.
Right. Sue? Yeah, you know what I mean? You burned me? How many Johns get beat up and robbed and not get nothing? That happens a lot.
Yeah, if it was legalized, at the very least, you could have, like, health testing. You could have, like a professional environment, like that would be safe where people could go and they would know, like,
well, you don't even need to, you know, regulate it like they've done in Nevada for it to be legalized. So you could just remove the criminal penalties as they've done in some
places.
That'd
be my preference. Yes.
And there was a legislative hearing here in New Hampshire on a piece of legislation that would have done just that. It would have removed the criminal penalties for prostitution. And one of the women that came in to testify is a prostitute, and she was telling stories about, I believe it was New Zealand that recently removed criminal penalties on prostitution. And there was a John that had hired a prostitute. He refused to pay the prostitute. She filed charges against him, went to court. The judge said, theft of services, pay the woman plus a fine or go to jail.
Well, I mean, but that sounds kind of logical. But, you know, I wanted to bring up that we don't live in this rose-colored world right now. And most of the girls that you see out that are prostituting, more than likely they are being forced into it.
Because it's illegal.
Like it. But what?
No.
Because
Sarah is saying that they're not doing it because they want to. Someone is forcing them. Sarah's claim is that nobody currently is choosing to be a prostitute.
Well because it's illegal.
Yeah, I would kind of agree with Melanie. It's
They get talked into it. They get conned into it. The glamorous life. And once they get trapped, they can't leave. They'll kill them.
Most of the time, supposedly, I'm not an expert in this realm, but I've heard that they get them addicted to drugs, and then they provide drugs to the prostitute.
I mean, does any legal business you're aware of operate that way, where if I quit my job, my boss is going to murder me? Does any white market business operate that way? I'm not aware of any.
I don't know, but you're assuming that every woman that's a prostitute is only doing it because someone is threatening her life. And I know for a fact that is not the case because I've met numerous prostitutes that are in it because that's what they want to do.
Wait, I are you talking to me or Sarah?
Sorry. I'm talking to both of you.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't think that that's true, but to the extent that it is, and I'm sure that there are cases that way, it's because it's a black market.
Yeah, it's just like the drug war. Like, there would be quality control if it was legal. Like,
to pick you up, but this is strategy. You know, we would all like to think, like, oh, the girls are out there because they want to do it. But, you know,
I would dare say the majority of them are, and it's pure speculation to say that all of them are being forced into it by somebody.
Well, but we have these strategies, like all these women that are murdered, and we have to bring a light into, you know, we just can't twist and make up things into a world, you know, like this world that all of this atrocities doesn't exist. All the girls that are missing.
I never said that the atrocities did not exist. You're the person saying that every woman that's a prostitute is a prostitute because someone is forcing her to be a prostitute. And I'm just pointing out that that is not accurate.
And I think Melanie and I are just pointing out that, hey, if you legalize it, at least there's somewhat more of accountability where, like, they don't, it's not in hiding. It's not like a secret, like, oh, you know, we're worried about X. It's just like the drug war. Every time you make something illegal, you have criminal activity associated with it.
Right. And there are probably people that are dealing drugs right now, not because they want to, but because someone is telling them that they have to. You want to continue living in my house? Where it's the only place, if you don't do what I'd say, you're out on the streets, you're homeless, then you're going to go deliver all of these packages for me.
Yeah, so my dad's father was like a prison guard for some amount of time, you know, years and years ago. And when he went to the jail, they basically told him, like, look, you're going to smuggle drugs in or, you know, bad things will happen to you and your family. So that stuff does happen.
Yeah, definitely. Sarah, thank you for the call. And we talked briefly, specifically about, the airline pilots flying long hours, and you had a story, James, about the TSA,
yes.
Where apparently, and I can attest to this, the lines at airports are getting longer.
Yeah, so the story is from Business Insider. American Airlines is fed up with the TSA and taking matters into its own hands. So basically the gist is that American Airlines Chief Operating Officer Robert Isom, he basically wrote a letter to the TSA basically saying, like, look, this is unacceptable. There are too many delays. It's taking people hours and hours and hours to get through your lines. So
if you've got the letter in front of you, just read it instead of trying to summarize.
Yeah, I was giving some context. It says, dear team, two words, TSA lines. Right now, these words evoke frustration from all of us, as well as our customers who continue to miss flights due to lines that are literally out the door. Long lines also aren't fair to our team members who ultimately take the brunt of our customers' frustrations. Now, that is an excellent point because people will not complain to the TSA because
right.
they know it's a waste of time and they want to get through the line. So if someone gets upset because they had a bad experience with the TSA, they're going to be upset going into the airplane and then, you know, they're going to treat the staff like garbage, or potentially.
Right, and I used to work for an airline, so I can attest to the fact that people will oftentimes complain to the absolute wrong person. Somebody in Atlanta misloaded the bag onto the wrong flight. They were complaining to me at the airport that they landed in about, how are you guys this effing stupid, blah, 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 every time I fly something, blah, 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 I want free stuff. And well, I'm sorry that your bag got mishandled by somebody in Atlanta. It wasn't me. Stop yelling at me. I'm not the person that did it. I'm trying to help you. But they would still, you know, keep yelling at me.
And if someone's yelling at you and you're a TSA officer, you arrest them.
Right.
Or you have your buddies arrest them.
Like, or so you have your buddies pull them off to the side for the super secret search.
You know, Jeffrey Tucker points out that people are so obedient in the lines, like they're just complying with the TSA, and then when they get past the TSA and they interact with the private sector again, they're very needy all of a sudden. Like, you left the pickles off my hamburger. I demand a refund. Like, people don't get uppity, if you will, with the TSA.
Yeah. Well, one of the last flights I was on, and I forget where I was coming from or going, but they had some TSA agent that was standing there as everybody's taking off their shoes and putting stuff in the bins. He's just barking orders at people and then saying, I'm trying to help you get through the line swiftly. Put this in this bin, this in this bin. Remove this, remove that. Make sure nothing's in your pockets. I'm trying to help you get through the line smoothly. And all I could think was, everybody, get in the train, get in the train. It's only going to be painless once you get in the train and go to the gas terminal so that we execute you. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.